Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence among us today in person and for those of you who are joining us online. Have a few announcements to lift up. A couple of months ago, the council voted to begin taking up the basket offering on the first and third Sundays of each month, just because as people are coming and going throughout the summer and with everything going on with the pandemic, this gives folks another opportunity to put something in the basket in case they weren't there on the first Sunday. So we'll be handing out the baskets today for the basket offering. This week, choir practice starts up again on Wednesday. I know we've got the usuals, but if any of you are interested in joining the choir, please reach out to Judy. I know that they would love to welcome you and have you among them. Next Sunday is Rally Day, and I'm so excited with how all the plans are coming together. We invite you to join us at 9 at the picnic shelter for donuts and coffee and juice. We're gonna have a really fun game to play. Door prizes. Marie just brought me some prizes to hand out, and we've got some others as well. We're going to hand out Bibles for the next age levels in worship, and for those of you who would like a new Bible, we have Lutheran Study Bibles if you'd like one of those as well. Following worship, we're going to have a lunch out at the picnic shelter and dedicate the picnic shelter to the use of God's glory that Ty Heitman refurbished, renewed, cleaned up this summer as part of his Eagle Scout project. So please join us next Sunday for Rally Day. The Saturday, 2 weeks from yesterday, is the barbecue chicken meal that the men's group and the Lions Club are hosting together. They are still selling tickets. I see some of the men's group folks here. If you'd like to purchase tickets, please see them. Please note that our Bible study is changing from Wednesday night to Tuesday nights because the choir is meeting up again and some of our members are in the choir. We're switching to Tuesday nights. If you'd love to join us for Bible study, we'd love to have you there. Please consider attending. We have a couple of cards that I'd like to read out loud. One is from the Life Center. Dear Holly Grove Lutheran Church, thank you so much for thinking of the Life Center of Davidson County. Your contribution is truly appreciated. Please know that your thoughtfulness will help to improve the lives of our participants and their families. We are blessed to have you praying for the Life Center and as a supporter. And from the Davidson County First Hope Ministries. Thank you for your support to Davidson County First Hope Ministries so that we can continue to support our homeless population and those in need. Your contribution has made a difference in someone's life. We've got several prayer shawls here that we want to pray over and also acknowledge that there have been two deaths in our community this week. Jimmy Beck died, maybe Wednesday. The days have kind of blurred together for me. Jimmy Beck died this week. His funeral will be next Sunday at 2:30. It'll be a graveside service. And Wendy, Laura's brother, Toby, died on Monday. And so we will add those folks to our prayer list. We pray for their families, and we've got several prayer shawls here. I might have some of the choir members help me pray for these. We've got a prayer shawl for Jimmy's girlfriend, Jody, for Jimmy's brother, Andy, for Jimmy's brother, Keith, for Jimmy's sister, Donna, and then, of course, for Harold and Myra. And then we've got a prayer shawl for Wendy at the loss of her brother and Toby's daughter, Annie. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks that we can come to you in prayer, knowing and trusting that you hear us. You care for all of those who grieve the loss of a loved one. We especially lift up to you the family of Jimmy Beck, Harold and Myra, Donna, Keith, Andy, and his girlfriend Jody, and Wendy and Annie at the loss of their brother and father. It is so heartbreaking to lose someone that we love so much, but we thank you that we do not grieve without hope, because our hope is in the resurrection and the gift of eternal life that you give to us in baptism. We give you thanks that nothing can separate us from your love, not even death. We pray for all of the people that will receive these prayer shawls. As they surround their bodies with the weight of this shawl, may they feel the love and prayers of all the disciples here at Holly Grove. In Jesus' name, amen. I think birthdays and anniversaries. Jana Waitman has a birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Jana. Amy Kepley and Todd Conrad also have birthdays this week. And this week, Bob and Kim Troutman have an anniversary, as do Wendy and Herb Lohr. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Thank you. Please stand. We gather together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare unto you the entire forgiveness of all your sin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, Lord God, heaven God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy.
Let us pray. Gracious God, throughout the ages, you transform sickness into health and death into life. Open us to the power of your presence and make us a people ready to proclaim your promises to the whole world. Through Jesus Christ, our healer and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading is from Isaiah. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool and the thirsty ground springs of water. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 146. It will be read responsively. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, O my
soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. Put not your trust in rulers. When they breathe their last, they return to earth. Happy are they who have the God of Jacob for their help, who made heaven and earth, the seas, and all that is in them. Who gives justice to those who are oppressed and food to those who hunger?
The Lord,
the Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down.
The Lord loves the righteous.
The Lord cares for the stranger. The Lord shall reign forever. The second reading is from James. My brothers and sisters, do you, with your acts of favoritism, really believe in our gracious Lord Jesus Christ? For if a person with gold rings and in fine clothes comes into your assembly, and if a poor person in dirty clothes also comes in, and if you take notice of the one wearing the fine clothes and say, "Have a seat here, please," while to the one who is poor you say, "Stand there," or "Sit at my feet," have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters, has not God chosen the poor in the world to be rich in faith and to be heirs of the kingdom that he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. It is not the rich who oppress you. Is it not they who drag you into court? Is it not they who blaspheme the excellent name that was invoked over you? You who do well, if you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. For one who said, "You shall not commit adultery," he also said, "You shall not murder." Now, if you do not commit adultery, but if you murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged by the law of liberty, for judgment will be without mercy to anyone who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm, and eat your fill," and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 7th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. From there, Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying in the bed, and the demon gone. Then Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowds, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately his ears were opened and his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one, but the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Since there are just a couple of older children here this morning, we are not going to ask them to come up, but I will just tell you briefly what I was planning to say in the children's message. And that is, the Bible was written and compiled over the courses of thousands of years, and the Gospels were written about 1900 years ago, and the world in which they were written is very different from the world that we live in. And one of those ways is that some of the things that they thought about people are no longer true for us. And so the little girl who had a demon in this story likely had a mental illness, and they lift up a man who was deaf. Now, in our day, we don't think differently because people have different abilities, or because someone has mental illness, or because somebody is nonverbal, or because someone has maybe a limb missing, or maybe because someone was born with cerebral palsy and cannot walk but instead uses a wheelchair. We, as people of God, who understand and know and believe that God created all of us in God's image, believe that there are no mistakes in what God has made. And so if someone is born without the ability to see, if someone is born with a fin for an arm, if someone can't walk, if someone is nonverbal, these are not mistakes. These are not the result of sin. And these are not things that these people need to be healed from so that they can be a part of society and the religious institutions of our day. And so we don't believe that people have disabilities. We believe that people are differently abled. What they're able to do might be different than what is quote unquote typical, but there is not anything wrong with them. And we love them and care about them, and we don't judge them, but we embrace them as God's beloved children. You're getting a two for one today, aren't you? Well, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's all just take a deep breath. It has been a week, hasn't it? Do y'all ever feel like when you come to church on Sundays and you sit in your particular place in your pew, you sit down and think, "Whew, made it through another week. Thank you, God, for bringing me back to this place and to this people." We made it through another week. Every Sunday morning as I walk from my car into the sanctuary, I tell God, "Thank you. Thank you for getting us through this week and bringing us together again on this Sabbath morning to praise you." Because it could be otherwise. And so we give God thanks. In the midst of the constant turmoil that is going on in the world around us, and that has been going on for as long as humanity has existed, this week has felt especially heavy for me, and I don't know about you. But last weekend, on the 16th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina devastating New Orleans, Hurricane Ida devastated New Orleans. And as Ida has traveled up the east and up into New Jersey and New York, Ida has continued to cause devastation and chaos and damage. This week, we hit a national average of 1,500 deaths a day because of COVID. And that's just in the United States, 1,500 a day. In early July, the daily death toll had gotten down to the low 200s. So in early July, there were about 1,400 people dying a week because of COVID. Now there are 1,500 people dying a day in our country because of COVID. There continues to be social and political turmoil around masking and vaccines, which should have never been made political in the first place because they aren't political. And then on Wednesday, for the second time this week, there was a school shooting in North Carolina. And the one on Wednesday happened just 36 minutes up the road from Holly Grove. There was a young man killed and countless students and teachers and parents traumatized, and they are still reeling from that day. In our own church family, Jimmy Beck died, and his family deeply mourns the loss of their son and brother and uncle. Wendy Lohr's brother Toby died. This is just a small fraction of what's happening in the world around us, not to mention what's also going on for each of us personally. And friends, it's too much. It's too heavy for us to carry on our own. It's too much for any one of us to bear. And I think that's why what struck me most about the gospel lesson for this week is that in each healing story, the people who were healed did not approach Jesus themselves, but they were aided by others. In deep love and with great faith, the girl and the man in these stories received healing from God because her mom and his friends went to Jesus and pleaded on their behalf. They cared so deeply about their loved one. They didn't know how to heal their loved one, and they weren't capable of healing their loved one, but they knew that Jesus was. And so they brought their daughter and their friend to Jesus, begging for him to heal them. And he did. They helped them in the best way they could. They brought them into Jesus' presence and let Jesus care for them in only the ways that Jesus could. Life is hard, and we can't go it alone, and we weren't created to go it alone. We need the gift of friends and family, of companions on the journey of life to help us bear the load. And at the same time, we get to be the friends and family that help others bear the load. When we see our loved ones struggling or suffering, when we see the pain of the world around us, there are times when we feel helpless, like there is nothing we can do. Sometimes we don't know what to do, and truly sometimes there is nothing that we can do. But we can pray. We can bring our loved ones into the presence of Jesus in our prayers and entrust them into Jesus' care. Years ago, I told someone that I was praying for her and that it felt like this was the least that I could do. And do you know what she said to me? She said, "Praying is actually the most that you can do." I've never forgotten that. Praying is the most we can do. If we tell someone we're going to pray for them, and if we actually do it, it is the most we can do. Because like the mother and like those friends, we bring them into the presence of Jesus, who knows exactly what they need and who loves and cares about them more deeply than we ever could. Each week, as part of our worship, we offer prayers of intercession. Someday I want to offer a class where I teach about all of the different elements of worship, why we do what we do in worship, and why it's in the order that it's in. It's all for a purpose, and it all has deep meaning. But every Sunday when we come together, after we hear God's word and before we come to the table, we pray for the church and the world and all who are in need. And as one of the petitions goes, we pray for all of our members on the prayer list by name, and we offer up the prayer list that names our friends and family, because we believe that God loves these people so deeply and that God's grace is so powerful. We confidently bring our loved ones into God's presence in prayer, trusting that God cares for them and will be merciful to them. Now, does this mean that God will always give a cure to someone, or that God will take a painful circumstance or situation away? No. Just because we believe in God doesn't mean life will be easy or without trials and tribulation. Our baptism does not prevent us from illnesses or challenges. But what it does mean to be a child of God is that God is always with us, and God will never leave us or forsake us. God doesn't promise us that we won't walk through dark valleys, because we will, and probably many of them. But what God does promise us is that God will be right there with us in those dark valleys. And because God's presence is with us, we fear no evil. Even in the darkest of valleys, God is with us. And God gives us the gift of others to love us and care for us and to pray for us. We have a special ministry here at Holly Grove that continues to become more and more special, it seems, as time goes by. The Prayer Shawl Ministry. The Agape Women's Circle knits and crochets prayer shawls, and there are some folks who can't knit or crochet, but they donate money to pay for the yarn. When the shawl is being made, it is being prayed over. And then, just like this morning, before somebody gets the prayer shawl, we pray for them and lay hands on it. We pray that as they feel the weight of the prayer shawl around them, that they would feel the love and prayers of the disciples of Holly Grove surrounding them. How many of you have received a prayer shawl? Quite a few of you. It might be easier to say who hasn't received a prayer shawl. And it has touched you and blessed you. I have a prayer shawl that was knit by a friend on my internship committee during the year I spent in Durham. She actually knit it every day over the course of that year, and then as a going away gift, she gave it to me and said, "There's a whole year of prayers wrapped up in this." I keep it nearby. Sometimes I keep it on my couch, sometimes I keep it on my bed. But I like to keep it nearby because it reminds me of her love and of her prayers and of the prayers of all the saints. She prayed for me daily through that year and continues to pray for me. And this prayer shawl is a tangible reminder of that. And I hope and pray that it's the same way for all of you who have received a prayer shawl and for all of those that we offer them to, who are our friends and family as well. Part of what it means to be the body of Christ, to be the family of God, is that not only weekly on Sundays do we pray for the church and the world and all those in need, but we are called to pray for the church and the world and all those in need every day. So I invite you to take your bulletin home with you today and cut out those two prayer lists and stick that paper in your Bible so that daily as you are reading God's word, you also have those prayer lists with you, and you can lift up the names of each person on those lists. Or maybe every day you pick two or three names, and over the course of the week you will have prayed for everybody on those lists. But you lift up one another in prayer. Maybe you take those prayer lists and you tape it on the mirror so that as you're getting ready in the morning brushing your teeth or shaving or fixing your hair, you're praying for the people on that prayer list. Whenever and however you do it, just do it. Don't say you'll pray for someone else and not do it. Truly pray for them because it is the most we can do. It is truly a gift to be able to carry one another into the presence of Jesus through prayer and entrust them into his care. Because life is hard now. It's been hard for a while, and it seems like it's going to be hard for a bit longer. But we don't have to go it alone, and we don't have to bear these burdens alone. We, as the family of God, can come together and love and care and pray for one another. Although there is very little I know with certainty these days, I know that God loves us and that God is always with us, and that God has given us the gift of one another, that we can help each other bear the load of life. So I invite you, as you come to the Lord's table today, dip your hand in the baptismal water. Remember that you are God's beloved son or daughter, and remember that you are given the gift of this big family of brothers and sisters to help you bear the load. Remember that you are sealed with the Holy Spirit in baptism. God is always with you. You've been sealed by the Spirit. And come and let the body and blood of Jesus strengthen you and nourish your faith so that we can leave this place and shine the light and love of God into a world of darkness that so desperately needs God's light and love. Thanks be to God. Amen.
living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father. May children and heirs of God's promise, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Holy One, you bring your people together in worship. Enliven your church. Guide all evangelists, preachers, prophets, and missionaries who seek to share your love through word and deed. Lord, in your mercy, you provide water for thirsty ground and sunshine to feed hungry plants. Bless all who advocate for healthy forests, unpolluted air, and clean waterways. Inspire all people to show care for the world you have made. Lord, in your mercy, you show no partiality. Increase justice in all nations. Encourage leaders and governments to work with one another for the good of our common world. Unite the world in seeking the health, safety, and dignity of all. Lord, in your mercy, you accompany those who are most in need. Tend to the wounded. Rescue those tormented by mental illness or mired in addiction. Ease the anxiety of those struggling with dementia. Come quickly to help all who are grieving and all those who suffer, especially Gary, Dean, Teresa, Jean, Harold and Myra, Gary and Judy, Bill, Sherry, the family of Jimmy Beck, Raven and Tim, our family and friends listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, you support the work of your disciples. Continue to nurture the leadership and ministries of this congregation. Lord, in your mercy. You embrace all who have died in the faith and brought them into your glorious presence. We thank you for their example and rejoice in their lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Receive these prayers, O God, and those in our hearts known only to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share a sign of God's peace with those around you. Peace, Judy.
Let us pray. Jesus, bread of life, you have set this table with your very self and called us to the feast of plenty. Gather what has been sown among us and strengthen us in this meal. Make us to be what we receive here, your body for the life of the world.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Mighty and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, taste and see that the Lord is good. Stand. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Jesus, bread of life, we have received from your table more than we could ever ask. As you have nourished us in this meal, now strengthen us to the love of the world with your own life. In your name we pray. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Let us share the mission statement. As united people of God,
under the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
our purpose
is to worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a new world.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.